July 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My divine mercy knows no limit upon the repentant heart." If the soul opens his heart just a crack, I will flood his heart with the relief of my mercy. All who make a pilgrimage here on my feast day, August 1st, will receive great peace of heart if their hearts are cleansed of all guilt. Peace of heart is elusive at best in today's world. Satan tries to unsettle hearts by presenting before them past errors. If you have repented of your sins, you must not dwell on the past. For Catholics, the path of seeking my mercy lies in the sacrament of confession. The evil one's tactics need to be exposed. Trust me, your Heavenly Father, when I say Satan is in every doubt about the strength of my mercy. My triple blessing carries with it the truth, which is a rare treasure in recent times. Therefore, make certain your hearts are prepared by emptying them of all guilt, love of material goods, including all that is passing. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 6. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.